Begin the morning by saying to yourself, "Today I will meet the meddler, the ungrateful, the arrogant, the deceitful, the envious, the antisocial." All these qualities come upon them through their ignorance of what is truly good and evil. But I, who have seen that the nature of the good is beautiful, and the nature of the bad is ugly, and that the nature of the wrongdoer himself is akin to mine, not by blood or birth, but by sharing in the same intelligence and the same portion of the divine, I cannot be harmed by any of them. No one can make me accept what is degrading, nor can I be angry with my fellow human or hate him. We are made for cooperation, like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows of the upper and lower teeth. To work against one another is contrary to nature, and to be resentful or to turn away is to work against one another. Whatever this is that I am, it is a little flesh, a little breath, and the ruling mind. Set aside your books. Stop letting yourself be distracted. That luxury is no longer permitted. Instead, as though you were now dying, regard the flesh for what it is, blood and bones, a network of nerves, veins, and arteries. Consider the breath as well, air, and not even the same air from one moment to the next, but constantly expelled and drawn in again. The third element, then, is the ruling mind. Think of it this way. You are aging. Do not let your mind remain a slave any longer. Do not let it be jerked about like a puppet by selfish impulses. Do not let it complain about your present lot or dread what is yet to come. All that comes from the gods is full of providence. What comes from fortune is not separate from nature, nor disconnected from the things ordered by providence. Everything flows from that source, and there is also necessity and the advantage of the whole universe of which you are a part. What is good for every part of nature is what the nature of the whole brings and what serves to maintain that whole. The universe is preserved by change, both in the elements themselves and in the things composed of them. Let these principles be enough for you. Let them be your fixed convictions. Cast away the thirst for books, so that you do not die murmuring, but with genuine acceptance, truly and from the heart, thankful to the gods. Remember how long you have been putting these things off, and how many times you have received a chance from the gods and failed to use it. You must finally perceive what universe you belong to, and from what governing power of the universe your existence flows, and that a limit of time has been set for you. If you do not use it to clear the clouds from your mind, the time will pass, and you will pass, and the opportunity will not return. At every moment, think steadily, as a Roman and as a human being, about how to do what is in front of you with precise and genuine dignity, with empathy, with freedom, and with justice. Free yourself from all other concerns. And you will free yourself if you perform every act of your life as though it were your last, setting aside all carelessness, all emotional resistance to the commands of reason, all pretense, all self-absorption, and all resentment toward your lot. You see how few things a person needs to master in order to live a settled and reverent life. The gods themselves will ask nothing more of anyone who keeps to these things. You are wronging yourself, my soul, wronging yourself, and you will not have the chance to honor yourself much longer. Every person's life is brief enough, yours is nearly done, and yet you do not give yourself the respect you deserve, but instead place your well-being in the hands of other people's souls. Do the things that happen around you distract you? Give yourself time to learn something worthwhile and stop letting yourself be pulled in every direction. But guard against the opposite error as well. There are people who exhaust themselves with activity and still have no clear purpose to direct their efforts toward, no real aim behind any of their movements or thoughts. A person is rarely made unhappy by failing to notice what is happening in someone else's mind. But those who fail to observe the movements of their own mind are bound to be unhappy. you must always keep in mind.